KD. What is the question?
How do I know that I am surrendered to Lord?
Question is, how do I know I'm surrendered to the Lord? Go to a spiritual master, fall at his feet, and humbly beg the spiritual master to accept you for Diksha. Then live your whole life under the instruction and teaching of the Guru. That means you're surrendered. Hear what I said? You submit your man, tan, dan, guru, samarpan. Man, tan, dan means your body, your mind, your assets, your talent, your ability. You worship, you surrender and worship guru with those things. Guru Parashraya, take shelter of the feet of guru. Say, I surrender my life to you, take me to Krishna. What should I do? And he'll tell you, do this, do that, do this, do that. Then you follow the teachings and instructions of your guru means you're surrendered. It's not very difficult. I have a couple of little books called Sweet Notes 1 and Sweet Notes 2. And one of those Sweet Notes says, the surrender is the biggest revolution in a person's life. Surrender is the biggest revolution in a person's life. Very hard to surrender. We don't like to surrender. We're trained from beginning, from birth, to be independent, to have no faith in God and not to surrender. So that's why devotees have a very difficult time. Because they're taught to be independent, self-reliant, independent, powerful individuals. I don't surrender to nobody. Self-made woman, self-made man, professional. So the idea of surrender and submission is far, far away from everyone. They don't have any idea of it, don't have any touch with it, don't want to. So it's very difficult. We're trained from birth to not be surrendered. It's very difficult to be submissive and surrendered to some guru who had independence. But that's an illusion. Independence is an illusion. Grand illusion. Ma Maya.
Why is it so?
Because we depend on, I just explained to you how everything, we depend on Krishna for everything. Air, water, breath, but digesting our food, it's a lie. There's no such thing as independence. Doesn't exist. Krishna says in Gita, the Atma is part of Him. So I'm not independent, I'm dependent on Krishna. 15th chapter Gita, verse 7. Not 15, 7. 14. 57. Look it up. Krishna says, the jiva is part of me. So we're part of Krishna, we're dependent on Krishna. How are you independent? It's a joke. How are we dependent? Explain how are you independent? You just explain. Now my question to you, how are you independent? Are you dependent on water?
Like I can think that, I can read the Swami's books and go by myself. Why I need to follow instructions?
I can read Goswami's books and I can go myself, I can go by myself. Why I have to follow the instructions? She's saying, you asked to. She's saying,
you read the Goswami books, like you said, I'm my own guru. I just read Goswami books, I'll attain perfection. That's what you said.
This is one of the independent way.
Yeah. But if you do read the Goswami books, what do they say in the Goswami books? Surrender to Guru. So you're checkmated. You're defeated by your own philosophy. Yeah.